Om Shanti. In the last two recordings, we spoke about certain aspects of Sea Father. The first one being looking at Brahma Baba's life. And the second was finding the roadmap in the Murlis, Sakar and Avyakt, to create that image of divinity that Baba wants us to be. Then we also spoke about Baba's role as Ardhanari Nareshwar, or the one who embodies both the feminine and masculine principles, and the way Baba uses time, thought and space. In this audio, I want to talk about the primary aspect of effort making that Brahma Baba followed. When he had to transform his consciousness from that of a human to that of a deity, which is what Baba calls as Narsi Narayan, to grow from a smaller, lesser consciousness to the consciousness of being the grandfather of humanity, to the consciousness of being the world, sustainer of the world. So when Brahma Baba tried to, or rather grew his consciousness from through this journey, one aspect of his effort making, which Shiv Baba has also highlighted, was calling court, or what Baba says in Hindi as kachehri. So in this, Brahma Baba had a perennial practice of looking at his thoughts, sanskars, and the way his mind and the drama worked, on the way his personality, his sanskars, and all the other aspects of his personality worked on a particular day in the drama. And Brahma Baba did this every day. He called court. He questioned his mind, his intellect and his sanskars. This is a very basic kind of effort making, but it gives you immense clarity about where you are in the drama. It shows to you immediately all the aspects of C-self that I have spoken before in the previous series. It shows you all your stimulations, impulses, your reactions. It shows the way the drama around you works. It shows you your sanskars. It shows you the triggers in the subconsciousness. So this calling court has to become an essential aspect of my life as a Brahmin every day, every night. This, if I am not able to get into any other kind of effort making, let us say if I am not able to practice inculcation of virtues or whatever other kind of being a shariri, let us say I am not being able to be in that state of bodilessness, even if I am not able to do that on certain days, just calling court, this primary aspect of effort making, gives me an instant ready reckoner of the self. And this is the way Brahma Baba saw the path of development of his consciousness. He did not become avyakt in one day, and he did not have the tools that we have today. We have a lot of information from other areas about what could the self be, or what things compose the self, like the subconscious mind, power of being in the now, and all these things. But Brahma Baba had to walk this path only with the knowledge that Shiv Baba has given, and with God too. As the thought emerged in Shiv Baba's mind, only then did the aspects of knowledge became more I would say, clearer about what kind of effort making has to be done. So Brahma Baba did not have the tools that we have. Yet this primary aspect of effort making took him to the space where he could become avyakt. And this is one aspect that we have to wear like a second skin every day. It should happen automatically. In Sanskrit, there is a term for this. This is called as avalokan. Avalokan or introspection. And not alone introspection, but looking at things in the manner in which they can express to you that what are they trying to teach you. So this primary habit of calling quote, asking the mind, asking the intellect, asking the sanskars, show me, tell me, what is it that you want me to know? And why did you behave in this manner? What are the things which are triggering you? This is the primary aspect of effort making that we need to have in our lives every night, irrespective of the fact of whatever be my personal stage of understanding or soul consciousness. I still need to do this every day with Baba. And this is one aspect which allowed Brahma and Mama to be in their divinity. So this was the first aspect that I wanted to talk about. The second aspect of Sea Father in this audio, which I also wanted to mention, is related to this first aspect. The second aspect is looking at my role and feeling that sense of divinity or power in my everyday experience. When Baba, even I think in this Murli, which of last Sunday, Baba spoke about not being too caught up in what you want to say, but being in that stage of divinity, which will automatically attract souls. So this practice of being in the smriti, or the memory of your higher self, of your deity image, is necessary in order to reveal to yourself your highest best ability or possibility. Baba has mentioned a lot of times in the Murlis about being official. Baba says that if you're too much in the BK mode, or if you are in that mode where you are a teacher or a zonal head or whatever that is, you become too official in your role, and that does not bring that magic of divinity in you. So not being too official or curt and businesslike about the way you give knowledge or try to follow schedules, but also not being too officious. Being officious is trying to be a people pleaser or trying to lay yourself down for the sake of others. So being neither of the two, being in that state of a divine happiness, which many of the saints and many of the other children of Baba possessed. So Baba wants us to be in that space of intoxication of happiness, and despite knowing that our karma has been intense, our karma is a heavy duty karma and there is a lot of cleansing that is happening. And despite all that, knowing to be in that state of a divine intoxication or happiness was the primary effort that Brahma Baba and Mama did. And this is what Baba insists and talks about all the time, that in karma, in action, we have to be Krishna-like. We have to be Vishnu-like. We have to be Brahma-like. We have to be in that state of intoxication despite all the situations. And when I've had this long-term practice of being in that happiness and intoxication is when that revelation happens, I'm no longer caught in a mode which is not very worthy of what Baba is trying to make me. So this embodying my divinity in my day-to-day life, in my everyday role, my role could be a very simple role, cooking chapatis every day. My role could be a very hidden role, not knowing, nobody knows what am I doing or where am I. But even in that Agyatvas, Baba calls it. Agyatvas is being incognito, being unknown, as the Pandavas were. Even in that mundane activity, I need to pay attention to my divine happiness and intoxication. And this is an effort, it's a very hidden effort. But I have to be that. I have to learn to bring those sanskars of being in Satyug. And we have to understand that this drama of Sangam Yug is just a stage Baba has given us for to practice all the beautiful behaviors that we are going to start in Satyug or ignite in Satyug. So this drama is just a stage to practice all that beauty and synchronicity and divinity and happiness. So for this I have to stop looking behind. I have to stop looking at my lower self. I have to stop looking at all the aspects of guilt or whatever. And I have to also stop looking at the Kali Yuga around me. I have to be in the company of God, and Baba will send those pearls of beauty into my mind, that intoxication, every moment, despite the pain or whatever around me. So this is one major aspect of Sea Father, seeing Brahma Baba, to know how he was always in that divine intoxication, that main to abhi Narayan banunga. He was in that intoxication that I'm going to be this, I'm going to be Krishna, I'm going to be Narayan. So that should be my stage, that should be my effort, my hidden effort at happiness, being so content and intoxicated about myself. This is not about ego. This is, Baba calls this Shuddha Ahankar or the good ego. This is about that pure pride of knowing what you're going to be and how quickly are you going to be that person. It's just a matter of time. And when all of us are in that divine consciousness, that is the moment when that magic of transformation will happen in a second. So this is one major aspect that we have to understand from Brahma Baba's life and from Avyakta Bhavdada. The way all the aspects of being a detached observer, of being a shariri, of being in the form of light, of being an angel, all those are just journeys or pathways for us to come to this stage of divine intoxication, as we see Dadis. As we see them, they are lost in Baba. So this is another major aspect of Sea Father that I wanted to talk about. I thank all my listeners for listening to this series and hope I'm able to give what Baba sent to me in the right way. Thanks for listening to me. Om Shanti.